It was really wild because when I heard the news of Paul passing, when I heard that news that Paul Orndorff passed, I actually looked to see if I could see him, right? And because I hadn't spoke to him in several years, and so I looked and I saw him on the other side with Andre the Giant. And with a whole bunch of other people, and I didn't know everybody, but it looked like he was at this big wrestling event in the sky, if you would.
Yeah.
And I saw what I would assume to be other family members and people that he would, you know, that knew him and were close in and family. But but it was really crazy to realize that all these things we do here on earth, even wrestling, why not? It transposes in heaven. You still have everybody there doing their thing. And he says he loves the sport. He loves everything about it. And he loves everybody with it. And he said, there's a wrestling heaven. That's his words, if you would. And he's making a joke with me because we did this crazy commercial that in its day went very viral. And it went very, very viral, if you would. And this commercial that went out everywhere, you know, it was kind of playing everywhere on every TV every night. It was just bizarre, where he had broke his mirror, and I talked to him like I fixed the problem spiritually, you know, because I'm being the psychic, and he goes, and I said, you are Mr. Wonderful. Look in your mirror, because he would walk around with his mirror, you know, but he just pulled out a mirror, held it up, and he says, I am Mr. Wonderful. And he did this funny thing from heaven to let me know. And he's just laughing. So he's good in heaven. I see him doing all these silly things.